Blog Talk Radio.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and we'll be there.
red vocabulary to others. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. There are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia, South Carolina, we are saying something else. We want all of our rights, and we want all of our rights here in Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. Telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation time must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here. We want all of them, not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're going to
say. What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Here it is once again, Saturday night, and we're with the Spiritual Unity and Meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges, and we're going to bring him on for a great, great show today. We got good vibes, blessings, harmony, meditation, spiritual unity in the community, and we're going to change your life. Call somebody. Call a friend. Call a neighbor. Call a family member. Call somebody that's feeling down and out, and they need some upliftment in their life, and get them on the Spiritual Unity and Meditation with Dr. Benjamin Yaman. Let's give him a nice hand like we always do.
Thank you, my brother.
And I'm glad to say that we are all definitely on our way to a brighter day.
Yes, indeed. You know, I do have some great and wonderful news I'd like to share with you guys and let you know that things are really moving and grooving in the right direction. And I'm really glad to see that we have an opportunity to come together in spiritual unity and really achieve some great and wonderful things. And this is something that we can not maybe do, might do. I don't know if it's going to work. But the bottom line is it is working. And the blessing is that once we start to realize that we have the opportunity to make these great, awesome, and amazing blessings come about, that's when we're going to be able to truly achieve great and wonderful things in our community through the vibration of spiritual unity. So, again, one of the great things that I wanted to share with you guys is that recently I had gotten a call just the other day, and I got it from, you know, a senator's people, and they were telling me that, hey, you know, we did some research into this, and we saw that, you know, for the last couple of weeks, there's been no murders in the New York area. And we were saying that, hey, this program that, you know, Benjamin has is really working right now. And we're really glad to see that, you know, that, you know, what's happening right now as far as the murders of these kids is no longer in existence. And that's a good thing, because instead of these kids killing each other left and right, and you're hearing about this day, three or four getting killed, one or two over here, five or six over here. You know, within the course of a month or a couple of weeks, you can hear, you know, quite a few children have died, or youth have died, teenagers, you know. But the bottom line is that it doesn't have to happen. If we call upon the spiritual power of God in Christ and utilize the spiritual formula that he gave us, we can totally erase these things that have been troubling our community. But again, we have to believe that this ability exists, because back in 2010, what ended up happening was that we were successful in being able to end the gang wars. And the beautiful thing about it is that, you know, we had gotten awards and everything for it, and I was really glad to see that we had saved a huge amount of kids' lives. And now we have a great opportunity to do it once again. And the beautiful thing about it was, after the senator's representative said to me, hey, you know, I'm really glad to see that you're getting these good results, and the senator and a county legislator is getting ready to give you a great award for your good work and your good results. And I said, what? He said, yes, we're getting ready to give you a great reward for your good results that you're getting in helping the community and stopping these murders amongst these kids. And I was like, wow. I said, that sounds great. He said, yes, you know. So he said, don't worry, you're going to be getting that soon, and just keep up the good work. So all I can say to each and every one of you that are listening right now is that that's something that we have to do. We have to keep the work going. We have to keep our minds up on high so our goals and dreams can truly start to fly, and that we can know that we can accomplish great, awesome, and amazing things. And if we see things from a positive perspective, then that's where we're going to go, in that positive light that the Lord has presented for us. That door of great success and positivity is now open for us to walk through, instead of going down into the dungeon of woe is me, why is this happening to me. We don't need to sing that song, and we don't need to think in that vein of mind. We can be in a positive perspective of seeing things from a higher state of mind, by knowing for a fact that our goals and dreams is where it's at, and we're going to be able to achieve what we really are focusing on. Because even in the Bible it said, hey, without a vision, your people can perish. And that's one of the reasons why we have to have a positive vision, knowing that we have the ability to bring about some positive change. And once we start to acknowledge this and really know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have the spiritual ability to bring awesome, great, and amazing things about, that's what's going to come about. But we just have to bring our mind out of the gutter of feeling down and out, out of the gutter of poverty, out of the gutter of feeling that we just can't accomplish anything. We have to stop that negative thinking and start to see things from a positive perspective and utilize the spiritual power that Christ and God has given us so that we can save the lives of our kids, so that we can free ourselves from the negativity that we have gotten caught up in. And I don't think it's a maybe, a might, or it could be. I know it's a definite situation. And that's why these good results are coming about, because in us coming together in spiritual unity and focusing on using the spiritual formula that Christ and God had given us, we're starting to see awesome and amazing results come about. But that's when you can free your mind from the negativity of fear and doubt and start to see things by keeping your mind up on high and knowing that these goals and dreams can truly fly, because they really can. So that's what we have to do. Start to see this beyond a shadow of a doubt and know that all of these goals and dreams will truly come about. And all I can say to each of you that have participated and are starting to participate in this is definitely, you know, I give thanks to God in Christ for sharing that spiritual formula with us, and I also thank you for being willing to participate in coming on board with us, because in doing so, we can really bring about some positive change. And the good thing about this is that right now we're going to deal with New York for one more week, the state of New York, and see about making sure that there's no more, you know, gang wars going on, and that this has truly come to an end. And our next focus is going to be on Chicago. In Chicago, unfortunately, 2 weeks ago, they had a huge outburst of murders there amongst the youth. And all I can say is that just as in New York, the gang wars have come to an end, we want to bring the gang wars to an end in Chicago as well. And by ending that, we can save the lives of a lot of people as well. These youth deserve to live positive, prosperous, and happy lives. They don't need to end up in early graves where they're only 12, 14, 16 years old, 18 years old. Their lives are just starting and they're ending at the same time, which doesn't make any sense at all. We need to end that situation altogether and start to have them to live in harmony and in oneness with one another and God, so that they no longer will have the desire to hate, to kill, to try to destroy one another, but they will have feelings of wanting to help one another. They will have feelings of caring for the lives of their brothers and sisters. They will have the feeling of wanting to be a blessing for one another. And if they can start to really see things from that positive perspective instead of wanting to kill and destroy each other's lives, then what we will see is all that negative jive will end up no longer being alive. It will all be totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God in Christ. And we will see some positive change truly come about in the lives of our youth, not ending up in early graves, but ending up living a positive, prosperous, and happy life. And that's not something that they are unworthy of doing. They are worthy of it. And we as a people need to stop seeing our youth and others, even adults, in such negative mindset to say, hey, if they're dying, let them die. Who the heck cares? No, we cannot have these negative vibes where we see things from such negative, low, and negative vibrations. Raise your consciousness up on high and know that our goals and dreams will start to fly. All we need to start to do is see things from that positive state of mind and also keep in mind that God in Christ is working in harmony with us. He's reaching out to us to say, hey, come on. Come on up this spiritual ladder of enlightenment and raise your consciousness and yourself to higher heights in God in Christ, and know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, all your goals and dreams will truly come about. But we have to know that this is not a joke. This is for real. And this, because it's the real deal, we can definitely get some things happening. And another piece I would like to share to the puzzle in dealing with this is that Chicago is our next focus, but it's not our last focus. We want to share this blessing nationwide so that the death and the murdering of our youth, you know, nationwide will no longer exist. And it can truly happen. We just need to have our folks come on board that really see this. Not as doubting Thomases, not as doubting Thomasinas, but as those that know that this cannot just might come about, but that it definitely will come about. And once we start to see things with confidence and determination, we're going to be on our way to a brighter day. There's no question about it. And we're in motion now. So all we have to do is keep moving and grooving in that right direction, and knowing that by seeing things in a higher state of consciousness with confidence and determination and knowing we can bring these things about, they will come about. As the old saying goes, so let it be said, so let it be done. So all we have to do is see it already done and know once again that our victory has been won. See it already done and know that our victory has been won. And once we start seeing things from that positive perspective, there's no question about whether we can really bring about positive change. Because once we come together in spiritual unity, we can definitely be a great blessing for our community. And don't worry about the negative folks that are telling you, you know, don't worry about trying to save the lives of our kids. They don't matter. Don't worry about the negative folks that are saying, oh, this will never work. You know, put all of that to the side and let all that negative jive just disappear and start to see a new reality appear in your life that will help you as an individual and help our community as well. Because even in the Bible it said, if two or three are just touching and agreeing in my name, I shall be there in the midst to bless. So we just need to come into oneness, into knowing that we can do this, and knowing that we can accomplish great, awesome, and amazing things. And once we start to see this beyond a shadow of a doubt, that's what's going to happen. We're going to be able to make this all come about. So all I can say is nationwide is our goal for now. And we're going to see great, awesome, and amazing things really happen to save the lives of not 5 or 10 or 2 or 3 children, but we're talking about hundreds and thousands of children lives can be saved. And when you look around this country and here, over here, there's in Georgia, there was 7 kids that got killed not too long ago. In Mount Vernon, there was false information that a youth got stabbed to death, but it was a young adult, and it was not another youth that killed him, but it was an adult that killed him. But all these things are things that we can eliminate, but we have to be serious to disintegrate all of that negative thinking and negative vibration that dwells within their minds and hearts. And because you can go to many of them and have a conversation telling them that they shouldn't do this. But see, that's one of the beautiful things about spiritual power. Even though we're not talking about intellectually having a meeting with them and telling them to stop, you know, the murdering and things like that, some of them would agree and some of them would say, heck no. You know, I got my gun in my pocket, and I'm ready to take a few knuckleheads out. I don't care. I'm going to be bragging in a few minutes about I'm from the biggest and baddest gang in Brooklyn or in Harlem or in the Bronx or Mount Vernon or Yonkers or Newburgh or wherever they're going to be talking about. But the bottom line is, no, we're not going to have that conversation anymore. Because when you utilize the spiritual power of God and Christ, and you're utilizing some of the most powerful force in the universe that's going into their minds and hearts, that's when the positive change can truly come about. Because these folks, even though their minds may be caught up into Satan's thinking and the devil's demonic thoughts, the bottom line is that those negative thoughts don't need to stay there. And because God has blessed us with a spiritual formula that can bring them out of that negative thinking, that is what we're talking about doing. We do not need them to kill each other any longer. And we can definitely open the door for them to live a prosperous, positive, and happy life, instead of one in which they got to end up in an early grave or in jail for killing someone. We don't need that type of negative energy anymore. And I just want you to know that starting with New York and going to all the other major cities where gang violence is being done, we are definitely going to see all of that totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God in Christ. And as we see that come about, all I can say is I and many others will be very glad to see a new reality. Yes, indeed, a new reality, no longer stuck in wanting to kill and destroy each other's lives, but being able to really reach out and get rid of all that negative jive and start to see things from another perspective and create a new reality in our community through the power of God in Christ and coming together in spiritual unity. We can definitely bring about some positive, awesome, and amazing new reality in the lives of our youth and even in the lives of our adults, because we don't need the murdering with them as well. And once we get things going with our youth, yes, we'll bring that vibration for our adults in as well, so we can end that murdering also. But step by step, we'll be there, and it won't take 20 years or 15 years. It can take just a few weeks or maybe a month or two, but the bottom line is we're going to see some positive change come about. We just need positive folks that are not doubting Thomases, that are not doubting Thomasinas, that do care about the lives of our children and are not saying, who cares about whether they live or die? I've heard that so many times, and it's hard to believe that people in our community would even say anything crazy like that. You should definitely feel that the lives of our children do matter, and it shouldn't be a thing where, let them go. Who cares? You know, no, we all should care. We should care about the lives of each other, whether it be adults, whether it be children. It doesn't matter. We are family. We are those who should care and want to help and be a blessing to one another. And once we come into truly desiring to be that, that's when we'll see this awesome and amazing new reality. So all I can say at this point is, we are definitely going to really see what we can do in bringing about this positive change and know for a surety that none of this negativity has to stay the same. We can definitely bring about that change so that we can see, you know, this wonderful, awesome, and amazing new reality. And I thank you all once again that are participating in this, and just know for a fact that a brighter and wonderful new reality is on its way, so that we can definitely be blessed to see a great, awesome, and amazing lifestyle come about for all our youth and adults. And just know that this is our time. We don't need to sit back on the sideline and just say, woe is me, why is this happening to me? We can definitely say, hey, I am spiritually blessed by God in Christ, and now I realize that I'm not a limited person anymore, but what I am is a God being that has been blessed with my God-given abilities and power, but I must be in oneness with God in Christ in order for that positive energy to be activated within me. And once I start to truly realize that this ability is for real, and all we have to do is open our minds and hearts and conceive of it, know that it exists, feel it in our minds and hearts, and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our victory will definitely come about. And now, I just want to say, once again, I'm very thankful to have received the blessing of getting these great awesome and amazing awards from the senator and also from the county legislator, because it's a confirmation and showing that what we're doing is not a joke. This is something that is very real, and it can have a very powerful effect on being a blessing to our community. And once we start to realize that and come together in spiritual unity, we will definitely be able to be a blessing to our community. So remember this and know this and see it as something that is not a maybe or a might, but something that is definite and it has already been done, and that our blessing and our victory has truly been won. Yes, indeed. With that being said, I was going to see if we could just get, you know, a few people on right now that may have something they may want to share or say. And if they do have a compliment, you know, a comment that they feel, you know, they have in their mind and heart, definitely come on through and say what you feel is true. But anyway, yeah, let's see what happens with that.
We're going to open up the mic of the man himself, Dr. James W. Wimborn, Neo Nation, doing 1 million acts of kindness across the country, which is coincides with spiritual unity and meditation, bringing harmony in our communities. And so we're going to open up the mic for him and all the reparations programs and all the programs he's doing as well. And welcome on the Spiritual Unity and Meditation with Dr. Benjamin Show. Dr. Wimborn, let's give him a nice hand. Welcome on in. Come on, people, wake up.
Greetings, everybody doing?
Oh, fine. Your mic's a little muffled. Maybe it's on speaker.
No, not on speaker. How about now? Is that any better?
A little better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a little better?
Good.
Well, that's mm-hmm. only because I was only supposed to be listening and I wasn't intending on talking, so that's why my mic.
Well, you know, you always got to talk to
like my mic is not cooperating.
And healing.
He better heal my mic. What?
Okay, it only cost you $500, brother.
$500. I got to get the $500 line.
Yeah, that's all.
Listen, did you say that in the last 72 hours there's been no murders?
Well, brother, I got a call back yesterday from a senator's office. One of his representatives told me that they checked into it, and they were telling me that when I say no murders, I'm not talking about in general with adults and, you know, things of that sort. I'm just talking about with the youth dealing with the gang violence. And they were saying that they checked into it, and they didn't see anything where there was, you know, any murders that had occurred. So they wanted to give an award for that being the case, that, you know, we started this program up again, because these guys gave awards back in 2015, and that was, you know, a time period. In 2010, we had ended the gang war, but they had gotten together and invited me to a an event where I was being given, you know, awards from congressmen, senators, you know, two mayors, and, you know, the list goes on. But it was really a great event, and I was very thankful that they saw the fact that we had ended the gang war and wanted to, you know, commend me and, you know, thank me for putting that energy and time into saving the lives of the children. And now they see that I'm getting involved with it again, and I didn't mention it to them, but, you know, the word got out to them. And they did their own research, and they said, hey, you didn't see any murdering, and we didn't see any either. So they were saying that, hey, we're going to give you an award for that. So I was like, wow, that sounds great. I said, thanks a lot, you know. So they're in the process of sending that to me now. So that's where we are at this time.
So, Ron, Dr. Robinson know me. He knows that I am the ultimate conspiracy theorist. I am the ultimate non-believer.
Wow.
Come straight out of Missouri to show me state. So
let's give you a nice hand.
Give you a hand. So I took the liberty of doing a research, a quick search, Google search, to verify what Dr. Bridges is sharing with you guys tonight. And without his knowledge, I did that. And so I can unequivocally bear witness that within the last 72 hours, there's been no murders.
Okay, great. Yes, indeed. Well, I'm glad to hear that as well, my brother. God is still
so
in the blessing business.
I can verify your testimony.
Wonderful. Well, that's great. Yeah, mm-hmm. And the senator and the county legislator did as well. So
yeah,
I'm just waiting to get
I don't believe them. Listen, I don't believe them, though, but I believe myself. I believe what I read.
I hear that. Well, I'll send a copy of their award to you so you can see what they did.
Listen, that thank God. I mean, you deserve it. You know, what I'm saying is that, you know, I Googled right quick, you know, how many murders in the last 72 hours. There's been a shooting incident, and no one. There was one fatality last night, but before that, it's been like about 4 or 5 days without a fatality. So we commend you. Commend you on your work, and keep up the good work.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Giving
All
thanks.
Right.
Giving
thanks.
Yes, indeed.
And we're going to open up the mics. 646-529. You're on with Dr. Finn.
Okay, I thought what's going on there. Something's
going on. 646-387, your mic is open. 646-387, your mic is open. You on with Dr. Ben? Technology tonight. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. Dee, 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 dee. 646-387, your mic is open. Hello, 646-347. Can you hear me? Unmute yourself. People, unmute yourself. Watch your technology as well. 646-529. I don't know what's the matter there. That noise. Can you handle that? 646-387. Your mic is open. Are you there? 646-387. Six four six 529. Can you adjust your mic? You got some noise in the background there. You have a technical problem. Hope the flood is not still in your area. Can you 646-529? Are you there? Hello. Well, we have a little technical problems tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 646-387, your mic is open. Are you there? Hello?
Wow.
929-304-567, your mic is open. Are you there? Okay, we have a little technical problems. Let's take a commercial break, and maybe everybody would like to hear a little commercial there. and we'll come back and all the technology and everything will be fixed and we'll be ready to go. Yeah. We'll be ready to go.
Entertainment. Worldwide. Network. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Ray. I sign on a payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? It's your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your peach, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Bossalina.
It's your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Miles.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamster Knife.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooney.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Child.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-7222. 516-604-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910-488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910-488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11 at gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don, Jr. CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service, how to meet and network with people in other cities, how to make connections with other business owners, and how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and/or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success, and experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Work. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at RobinsonR38.com. www.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
And we are back, and we want to remind you that we have a tremendous opportunity with Legal Shield to protect ourselves, protect our children and our families as we go along. I told you about my daughter bought a lemon at a dealer, and then he gave her a second lemon, and then she made lemonade. No, I'm just joking. Well, she had two cars, and they both were lemons from this particular dealership. And then she turned around and she bought another car, assuming that the bank would absorb the balance of the other deal with this new car that she got. And the bank ended up after she done changed the insurance over and the registration and got the other car with the license plates on it and everything, the bank said no, they will not submit the other finances into the new finances. It was impossible or something or the other. So she ended up with two car notes, you know, $400 a piece, and she couldn't afford that. So we got with Prepaid Legal, and they wrote a letter to the dealership. They wrote a letter to the bank. And I tell you, for $24.95, consultation, and the letter went out, gave us a consultation. The letter went out to the dealer, to the bank. And my daughter got her money back. She got restitution for damages. And she only have one car payment now. And that's for $24.95. I've had gotten tickets from South Carolina in the $300, $400, $500 range, in which I knew I wasn't wrong, but didn't have the ability to go way back to South Carolina the date of the court. I called my Prepaid Legal representatives in South Carolina, in Allendale, Denmark County, and they sent an attorney to represent me, and my ticket was canceled. $24.95 a month. That's it. And they take care of all existing conditions. Everything that's happening right now for $24.95, they will take care of it. They'll give you a living will. They would evaluate any contracts that you have. They will evaluate or help assist you with any damage, goods that you have purchased, any kind of apartment that you rent and didn't get your security deposit back, just all kinds of legal battles that you would have, and you would spend a whole bunch of money trying to resolve them, and Prepaid Legal helps you for $24.95. That covers you, your children, as well, mother and father and kids as well. So when your kids are packing up and going thousands of miles away to college and universities, and you know how to get kids fall asleep in study hall, and then somebody calls the police or on them, and there's a big problem. So we want you to understand that for $24.95, Prepaid Legal can help you. Sir, man, we also want you to not forget my project, NEO, MYPROJECT, NEO, NEO.ORG. Go on that line and get yourself blacklisted so you can get a loan from the Black Shark Tank from $50,000 to $250,000. Go and get yourself blacklisted. Go and join the reparations program. We want our small mom-and-pop shops in the community that can hire our people from restaurants to grocery stores to hardware stores, clothing stores, laundromats. We want to put pizza shops, hamburger joints, whatever you want to call them, variety stores, clothing stores, sneaker stores. We want you to be successful, my brother, my sister, and we want you to hire people out of the community. We want you to hire people in the community. We want you to be successful. So don't forget to go to my, MY, Project, PROJECT, neoneo.org. I believe the application is on the site where you can sign up for the Black Shark Tank and get you a loan from $50,000 to $250,000 via you qualify basically by your business. If the business got potential to show that it's going to make money, you don't have to be a viable, serious business with a business proposal, executive summary, and a budget, and an exit plan. And the exit plan is how you're going to pay all the money back and keep on trucking. So that's an opportunity we want you, sir, ma'am, to take advantage of. Please go to my project, like a project where people live, project, neo like the singer, neo.org, like organization, O-R-G. Go there, look up, sign up for the reparations program, and get blacklisted and get your business funded. We can't wait to help you out, my sister, my brother. Keep your business going and economic stability in the black community. We want to do that as well. We also, ma'am and sir, we don't want you to forget positivechangepc.com, positivechangepc.com, positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, change, C-H-A-N-G-E, .org. Go to that site. Read about solar energy. Read about clean, free energy that's coming to America, $2.3 trillion. We don't want the black community to miss this. They're going to be giving grant money to go to two-year, four-year, six-year college and university. Your kids don't have to pay for nothing if they study the technology, if they study the engineering in this particular field. And we want you to go to positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, change, C-H-A-N-G-E, P-C, .com. Go to that site, read about the solar energy, read about blacks in solar energy, black developmental companies, engineering companies, technological design companies that are participating in this, the black farmers who can get money for participating in this. We want you to go, and we want you to become a part of that whole project so you can make some, help get money back into our communities to build up our homes in our community, our streets, better food, better medical, better policing, better sanitation. Everything can be changed with money. So we want you, sir, madam, to participate in this great opportunity. We don't want you to forget tomorrow night, 7 to 9, it is the East Urban World Federation Incorporated Local 26 Women's Auxiliary from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard New York City time, 347-857-1311. Monday, we're with Black Alice in Wonderland, Queen Amina herself. She knows about everything, about anything, diseases, sickness, your birth signs and how things are going to happen for you in the future. It's just a wonderful, wonderful show. And that's 7 to 9, New York City time, 347-857-1311. Then on Tuesday night, we with the young lady herself, all about real estate with Mrs. Tiki Williams. And Tiki Williams is going to take you and talk to you about real estate, talk to you about financing. Fantastic brother, Mr. Kenneth Lamont, who knows all about credit law. He can tell you how to get out of credit, how to not pay no credit, how collection agencies are falsifying documents and they are lying to you. They cannot collect debt for a person. If they're not the direct original debt, they're the second, they're not the original debtor, they cannot collect it. And there's a way you can, there's a letter you can send them and words you can use that you don't have to pay that debt anymore and get your credit boost up and increased. So that's he's coming back on Friday night, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But he'll be on Miss Tiki Williams show Tuesday night, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard New York City time, and they'll be talking about real estate and credit to get a mortgage. Then on Wednesday night you with the Reverend Morale P. Brown, Coach Morale, talking about bettering yourself, increasing your motivation for your children, helping your children academically achieve and do better in school, giving them more enthusiasm, giving them more hope, which is something that children don't have now. And then she's on Wednesday night, 7 to 9, Eastern Standard Time, New York City Time, 347-857-1311. Then on Thursday, we with the man himself, a Neo Nation Conversations with Minister Jaquan Diaz. And he's 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, New York City Time, 347-857-1311. Then on Friday night, you're back with me and the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. We want to make you a billionaire. We believe that you can go from a thousandaire to a millionaire to a billionaire to a trillionaire, but you got to start somewhere. So come and join us at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. Come and join us and join with us. Join the club. You got to start somewhere. You don't have to be a billionaire to join the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. We want to show you how you can get there. It took me a long time, and I'm still trying to get there. So come along with me, and let's ride that together. And that's on Friday night, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, New York City Time, 347-857-1311. Thank you, my brothers and my sisters. And we're going back now with Dr. Ben himself. And the mic is open, 646-387. Your mic is open. Are you there? 646-387. Sorry, 646-387. Your mic is open. Are you there, 646-387? Open your mic. You're on mute. You're on mute. Unmute yourself. Are you there? 646-387. I hear the noises in the background there.
Oh.
Okay, I hear you. We hear you.
Oh, okay, yes. Hello.
Okay, you're on with Dr. Ben.
Yes, indeed. Glad to see you. We were able to connect with you. So, yeah, did you have any comments you would like to share with us, my brother or sister? I'm not sure who it is, actually.
I just, the last comment that I heard was about the trillions of dollars coming in for solar energy. I mean, solar energy is good, it's renewable energy, but I felt we shouldn't put all our eggs in one basket by just going into solar energy alone. Because yeah, it's always nuclear energy. But I know they may not want to invest in nuclear energy because of the nuclear waste. But I'm thinking that nuclear energy could be more reliable than solar energy. And my suggestion is for the government to put some money into nuclear energy, whether it's nuclear fusion or nuclear fission. To take part of that, so because nuclear energy is much more sustainable. I wouldn't say sustainable, I would say much more reliable than solar energy, because we don't know what can happen with the weather. Things can go dark. What if there is no sunlight? What do we do? Is that possible? Yes, it has happened in the past and it's possible again. So that is just my comment. But it's a good thing to have solar energy, where you don't have to deal with the nuclear waste. But the reality is that we shouldn't put all our eggs in one basket. And then with respect to the monies that are coming up, getting monies, especially whether it's grants or loan or contracts or whatever from the government, usually involves requirements. And starting from getting a job, right now they said there are about 10 million jobs in America ready to be filled. And unfortunately, most of these $10 million jobs that are out there now requires knowing about computers and mathematics. And consequently, there needs to be more money to be put into retraining, people in America to take this job. So I think we have to reach out to the government to let them know. There has to be an estimate of the type of jobs and the specifications that that you know the job entails, and the retraining funds that need to be put out to retrain these workers. Because in the past, and still currently, and I'm still working on it, still in the future, I train people in construction, you know, to be estimators. This training is usually 4 months, right? And there are jobless graduates that I have trained, and there are unemployed that I have trained, and there were cases in which, you know, some of these guys, a couple of these guys were working at restaurants, making like $5,000 a year, and these guys are making six figures now. So those kind of programs need to be expanded, but the way government runs, they give you so many specifications you have to fill to do all those things. So rules have to be changed in order to make all these monies accessible to people who don't want to establish schools, because the tutors that I use for these things are engineers and estimators who are working currently, who just do it mostly for nothing or for free. So, but the government should put money in stuff like that and try to make the rules easier for us to be able to expand the program to be able to teach more kids. So these are things I just would like to say. If anybody has any comments, they can make more comments.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like an interesting opportunity to invite people into that type of business so that they can get things going to make some serious money with that. That sounds pretty good. And these are things that we need to be able to offer, you know, folks in the community so that they could, have a number of options, whether it's solar or whether it's what you're talking about with the nuclear piece, or whether it's dealing with real estate, or whether it's dealing with, stocks, and whether it's dealing with cryptocurrency and things of that sort. So there's a number of different opportunities that are out there. But instead of just staying stuck in poverty and just, being kind of upset about finding yourself stuck in it, there should be different opportunities that we can deal with that can open the door for people to, like I said, free themselves from going through the financial problems and changes that they're going through right now. So, I'm glad to hear that you brought that, to the table. I just think that, later on down the line, we could, arrange for a time when we're going to, really focus on, the different opportunities and have different representatives on the line to really speak about that so people could get a clearer picture on, what opportunity really makes them feel like they would like to get involved with. But anyway, thanks again for sharing that with us. And if Brother Ron had anything he wanted to say with that as well, that would be good if you had something, since you were talking about the solar.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic, your knowledge and understanding as a professional engineer and a technologist and, an architect in your many, many years, 40 years of doing that, and how you're spreading that information around to the community. We definitely need to have our young people focused at the junior high school and high school level, where they can go into college with a career, where they can come out with an exact job. I was reading New York Times. They say 89% to 90% of the people, especially people of color, that go into university and college and come out with a associate's or a bachelor's or a master's or a PhD, do not work within their prospective career choices. Meaning that whatever they went into university and college to study for, they do not get that job, 89 to 90% of them are not working, and a lot of them, and 75% of them do not work at all. They find themselves flipping burgers in McDonald's. So I think what you're doing is a godsend. I think it's a blessing, my brother, that you can direct young people. I think you should go into the high schools and direct young people into these jobs where they get out after 2, 4, 6 years of study, where they can get a job in their prospective interest of study, in their career studies, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's great that, you know, you're directing them to a place where they can get good paying job. And I love your program where you're doing the 4 months estimating. You said you have an estimating school where you're teaching people for 4 months and they're coming out making $100 an hour?
No, $100,000.
$100,000 a year?
Yeah. That's
a month? A week?
Yeah. I think that's about $50 an hour.
Wow. Wow. He is training people, and you said 4 months.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. I know Dr. Ben, or not a lot of young people, who he goes around the high schools and junior high school talking with them. Wouldn't they like to make $50 an hour?
Oh, yeah.
After 4 months of training, they can go get a job, do an estimate in construction and make $50 an hour, $100,000 a year to start off.
There you go. That sounds a lot better than just eating a bag of french fries. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Oh, my brother, you're such a blessing. You're such a blessing. You're a blessing, brother. And we look forward to working with you and your program and getting these young people training. We want to open up a school. I think we can open up a school here in Mount Vernon and get these young people trained to get these good jobs. And I know Dr. Ben is award-winning a social program designing economic stability a creator through his programs, making spirituality and meditation and creating peace for the children. And I know he knows a lot of kids that would love to get in that program right now and make $100,000 a year after 4 months. Can you imagine? When I was growing up, brother, in the 50s, I would have loved to have a program and go in 4 months of training, become an estimator, and make $100,000 a year.
Oh, yeah, that would be right on the money.
That's Cadillacs and high heel shoes for my wife. I don't know. Wow. We thank you so much, brother. And we want you to keep coming on the radio program and spreading the news to our young people. And we want to get, you know, we want to get with you and get the school together so we can help these young people find employment. Just what they call right now, the government got a term for it. They call it sustainable employment. Mm. That's employment where you know you work for years and years and years and you don't have to be laid off the next week. You know, so that sounds great, brother. That sounds great. We appreciate you coming on and letting the people know about these programs. That's just wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. So we want to continue with with you and the programming, and we want to continue to support what you're doing, and get a training program going on in Mount Vernon that we can get people from New York City and all over Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York and Westchester to come and train.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I've been hustling to try to get a building in Mount Vernon where we can, you know, continue this program, because it's a very great program. I never had this opportunity. And me and my partner, another engineer, we were not that fortunate to have our own elders to teach us this when we were starting like 40 years ago. So we had to knock our head against the wall, you know, get fired by this, white folks. I'm sorry to say that, you know, our employer a couple of times. So because the industry is brutal. If you don't have a mentor and they hire you, even with your engineering degree, you still don't know a lot of stuff. And they don't have patience. You know, they don't have patience. They just fire you. So after we went through that, we managed to to thrive and survive in the business, we said, oh God, we need to open this up and make it easier for the generation coming after us. So that's why we start our program. It's not even to make money, because you are doing it for virtually free. But then we told the students that we have trained, you are making money now, Dad. It may soon be their own turn, because we're trying to set up a school and make it expand the program. That we trained you, we didn't charge you any money, but you might have to train others too as we trained you. So we are working on that now. And hopefully we will get a building in Mount Vernon to expand the program.
Great, great, great. And Dr. Ben is also in real estate, so he can assist as well in getting this building that these young people can be trained. And I guess he'll talk to these politicians that give him these awards and about getting, a building so we can have an opportunity to educate young people. Thank you so much. We appreciate you for coming on. Now we're going to go back to our spiritual unity and meditation with Dr. Ben. I believe it is time for him to go into the exercise for everyone to start to meditate and unity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And one of the things that we're going to deal with at this time is to actually talk about our true identity. And this is something that, you know, we really need to have a clear understanding of, because this is something that is very important for us to know. Because when you see yourself, as we said before, from a down and out perspective, then basically it's very limiting for what you can achieve and what you can do. But when you see yourself from a very positive perspective and see yourself as what even Jesus said, the things I do, you can do and even more. And even Lord Jehovah, which was Jesus' God that he worshiped. And Lord Jehovah said, you are made in the likeness and even in the image of God. Now, both of those statements are very powerful statements. But what they are basically saying is that you are not a limited human being that can only do but so little. What it's basically saying is that you are a son and daughter of God that can actually accomplish great, awesome, and amazing things. But the only problem is we've been taught just the opposite, which tells us that we're very limited, we can only do but so little, and don't ever think that you can accomplish great and wonderful things in life. And what we have to do is change that way of thinking and see ourselves coming from a more positive and powerful perspective, that we can accomplish great things in life and that we do have the ability and that we can make the manifestation of many things in our life come about. But the problem is, in order for you to achieve great and wonderful things in your life, you have to see it and believe it. You have to feel it in your mind and feel it in your heart and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these things can truly come about. But again, you have to raise your consciousness up out of the gutter of feeling that you're incapable of doing things, you just can't accomplish but so little. And these are things that are lies that have been placed in the minds of many people. And all I'm saying is they are literally nothing more than lies. You do have the ability to accomplish great, awesome, and amazing things in your life. And you are worthy of it, and you are capable of it. But you have to, once again, believe it and see it as a reality that can not maybe come about, but that will come about. But in order to receive such a great and awesome blessing, you have to believe it in order to receive it. And that's something that we really need to vibe on as well. And we will in the meditation also. But the bottom line, before we even go there, again, your true identity is very important. Because once you see yourself from that positive perspective, that's when positive things will start to come about. And don't, again, see yourself in the down and out perspective, singing the song, woe is me, and why am I happen to be down here in this gutter of poverty, and oh, don't look like I'll ever get out. And no, don't build a brick wall of difficulty around yourself by seeing yourself in that state of mind. Know that you are someone that can be set free from poverty and financial difficulty. All you have to do is see yourself in a state of higher consciousness and know that you have the determination and the ability to truly set yourself free from the negativity of poverty. All you have to do is see it and believe it and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can be set free and bring these goals and dreams truly about. And that is something, once again, that is not something that's, it's not that important. No, it is very important, because what you see in life is what you get. And what you need to see is yourself being a winner, not a loser. Yourself being an achiever, not someone that just runs into difficulties and cannot do. You are someone that can do, will do, and it has already been done, and your victory has been won. So again, let us know for surety that believing in your true identity is truly very important, and leave all that negative jive behind. And know that you are a person that can accomplish great, awesome, and amazing things in your life. And as you achieve knowing that, you will start to see a new reality. All right, great. So now, what we're going to do at this point is start off with a prayer. And after we finish the prayer, then we'll do the meditation.
We're all asking that our spirit, our mind, in terms of our meditation, that we come into suggestion of the spirit, and that we ask the Father, the Spirit, and the Son to come upon us and leave us of all stress, anxiety, anger, madness, sadness, and just have a joy, spiritual joy coming on to us right now as we all surround ourselves and spiritual meditation right now. We ask the Father to come upon us. We thank him so much for all that he has done and his blessings unto us. Let us now meditation.
All right, great. And before we start the meditation, what we are about to do is do three deep breaths. And as we do these three deep breaths, it's going to raise our consciousness up on high. So then when we do the meditation, we'll be able to manifest our goals and dreams so that they can start to fly. So let us right now look at doing our first breath, breathing deep, all peace, calm, and total relaxation. Breathe out all stress, anxiety, tension. Let it go, let it go, let it go. All right. Now, let us breathe in deep. Our ability in knowing that we are capable of doing great, awesome, and amazing things in life, and that we have tapped into our true identity of knowing that we are capable of achieving, but we have to be believing. And once we start to believe that what we want to accomplish in life is not impossible for us to achieve, but what we have to start to do is truly, truly start to believe that we can make it happen, and not only can or might make it happen, but that we will make it happen. And by believing this from a very positive and wonderful place in our minds and heart, filling our minds and hearts with faith and knowledge and knowing that this can truly be, that's when we will start to see our new reality. So our next and last breath, let us breathe in and know for sure that the God-given power that we have been blessed with is there for us to have. All we have to do is to tap into it by surrendering our confidence, our knowingness to God and Christ. And God and Christ will direct us to higher heights in being able to open the great door of light and success so that we can truly bring about a wonderful new opportunity for our lives. No more games and jive, but serious being able to see that we have now landed in a space where our new reality is here for us to see that we truly, truly have the ability to bring about awesome, amazing, and wonderful things in our life. It's not a maybe or if or a might. It's a definite that we have the ability to do this. And all we have to do is tap into our spiritual ability and our spiritual power that God has given us. And it's not a thing that we might be able to do once again, but we definitely can do it. So let us move forward at this point, after finishing our 3D breaths. Let us move forward with the confidence and the knowingness and the determination to accomplish great things in our lives. And one of the things that we're going to focus on now is being able to save the lives of others. So far, we have accomplished great things with our prayer and meditation. And when before you were hearing so many children being gunned down and killed off and on throughout the week and throughout the month, and now these things are not coming about. And all I can say is I am so grateful and thankful to see that we are now creating a new reality. But we have to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that we have the ability through God and Christ to bring all of this about. And once we start to realize that we can make these things truly, truly come about, then we will start to see our new reality truly come about. So right now, what I would like us to do is to envision a bright light above our head. And that bright light is the divine love of God and Christ. And let us see that light entering into our mind, setting us even free from all negativity, allowing us to see ourselves as true sons and daughters of God, and having the ability to erase all the negativity that we had to face for many years, and also erase the holding on to the negative failures that we have experienced in the past, and now in the omnipotent present of the present moment, we are seeing that we will be able to accomplish great, awesome, and amazing things in our lives at last. We have the ability, we have already done what is needed to make this come into full manifestation. All we have to do is believe it and know that it can come about. So let us right now see the divine love of God in Christ filling our minds, filling our hearts, filling every single cell in our physical body, and know for a surety that being that God's divine love and Christ's divine love is one of the most powerful forces in the universe, let us now project and see that divine light in all the gangbangers in the New York area, whether they be in the Bronx, whether they be in Brooklyn, whether they be in Queens, whether they be in Manhattan and Harlem, whether they be in Mount Vernon or Yonkers or New Rochelle or even up in Newburgh and different places where gangs and violence do come about. Let us see it all now totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God. Seeing it totally replaced by the divine love of Christ going into the minds of gangbangers that many times want to destroy and kill each other. Let all of that, through the power of God in Christ, be totally cleansed, be totally removed, and see their mindset now in another state of mind, no longer locked in to the negativity of such a crazy and twisted mind, wanting to kill and destroy each other, and also removing the hatred that they have for each other. See the divine love of God in Christ replacing all of that negative hatred, negative feelings that they have for one another. And with the divine love of God replacing it, their feelings now are to help one another, are to care for one another, are to be a blessing to one another. And in that coming into your state of mind, it can definitely change things for you in your life. No longer being locked into that hatred, that anger, that desire to kill and destroy the lives of one another, but to really reach out and try to help your sister or brother. And that is what it's really all about, without a doubt. We do not need to feel or see them living in the negative state of mind, but see the divine love of God changing their mind, resurrecting their mind, blessing their minds to be no longer in that twisted and insane point of view where they want to kill each other instead of acknowledging that they are truly brothers and sisters, that they are truly family, that they are truly a part of the opportunity where they can help each other, where they can be a blessing to one another, where they can truly reach out and no longer be caught up in all that negativity. Now their minds are totally set free. And this is something that we have created, a new reality, through the awesome and amazing power of Jesus and God, that no longer shall this negativity be a problem in our community. This is a great thing because it's not something that might work or maybe might work. This is something that has worked in the past, and even in the omnipotent power of the present moment, it is working right now. And I thank God and Christ for allowing us to actually be a blessing to save the lives of many youth who have been caught up into this madness in the past, and now in the omnipotent power of the present moment, their minds and hearts are being freed so that they can finally be able to live within a positive new reality. So let us see that for a moment. Their minds and hearts being filled with the divine light of God in Christ, cleansing and purifying all that negativity that had totally taken control of them in the past, and now they are finally freed at last. Let us see it. Let us know that this has truly come about without a doubt. Let's just vibe on this for a moment. And in us seeing it, we'll be able to actually know that this change has come about and that their lives have been improved. Not to kill and destroy, but to care for one another, to want to help one another, to be a blessing to one another. So their thinking patterns have totally changed, and all that negativity can no longer remain. It has been totally cleansed. It has been totally removed and replaced by the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ. And let us see it and believe it and know that their time has come for a new reality and their victory to be won. No longer caught up into all of that madness and insanity of the past, but to be free from all that negativity here at last. So let's see that light shining within them seven times brighter than the sun, and know for sure reality that their victory has been won. Their minds and hearts have truly been set free so they can live this new reality. So again, let us see it. Let us vibe on it. And let us believe it and know that it has already been done. So for a few moments, let us vibe on this and see it already done. Okay, great. So what we're about to do right now is go into a new dimension of the meditation, and that is to manifest great amounts of wealth, prosperity, and abundance in our lives. And I know, unfortunately, many times these are things that we've been told cannot be done. But let me tell you, for surety, we have the ability. We just need to raise our consciousness in knowing for a fact that these are things that can truly come about without a doubt. So let us right now see a green light above our head. And that green light is entering into our mind, entering into our heart. And that green light is the light of wealth, prosperity, and great abundance that is also the magnetic light of God's ability to allow us to be magnets for wealth that will draw millions upon billions of dollars into our lives. Let us see this awesome and amazing power truly drawing unto us wonderful, huge amounts of abundance, wealth, and prosperity. But now, let us see from our hearts, let us see that green light going out to the four corners of the universe. And as it goes out to the four corners of the universe, let us know for a surety that God's magnetic power will draw back to us with this huge and amazing and supernatural power of God's magnetic wealth, prosperity, and abundance. Now that it has reached out to the four corners of the universe, let us see it now coming back to us. And as it comes back to us, the magnetic power of God's wealth, prosperity, and abundance is now drawing back to us huge amounts of wealth, prosperity, and abundance. Cash, money, that is here for us to have. It's not a question of could be, it might be, or maybe. No, all of that is not for real. But what is real is that we are now magnets for wealth, and we are now absorbing huge amounts of money and cash, and that with us absorbing all of this great, awesome, and amazing amounts of great abundance in our lives, not only will we be able to help ourselves individually, but we will be able to help our physical family and our community family and the world family. That's right. So much money and cash will start to come our way that we'll be able to help change this planet from a planet of pain and sorrow and suffering for so many people around the world. And this planet will be a planet of joy, love, harmony, and respect for everyone. And world peace will now be a new reality. Poverty will no longer exist, but good health and good wealth will exist for all people upon the face of this earth. They will truly see a new reality come about, and all the hatred and anger and negativity, whether it be youth or even adults, will no longer exist. But we will be here to reach out and help the lives of others. And as the universal law says, when you reach out to help and be a blessing to the lives of others, God, Christ, and the universe will reach out to bless you and to help you to bless your life as well. When you reach out to be a blessing and help the lives of others, God, Christ, and the universe will also reach out to be a blessing to you, and you will be able to see a definite brighter day filled with positivity, filled with wealth, filled with good health. Just know for a surety that this is not something that might come about or maybe it can, but this is something that has already been done and our victory has been won. It already has been done and our victory has been won. All we need to do is see it and believe it and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that as being magnets for wealth, all of this great prosperity, wealth, and abundance is now ours to have. And we do not any longer have to see financial problems that we have to deal with. No longer have to see poverty. But for ourselves and for our community right now, let us know beyond a shadow of a doubt that great wealth, prosperity, and abundance are here for us to have. And through the magnetic power of God's wealth, prosperity, and great abundance that is now pouring into our lives, let us see all that negativity totally erased and replaced. In the magnetic power of God's wealth and prosperity and great abundance are now ours to have. And all I can say is thank you, God in Christ and the Spirit of the universe, for allowing us to receive great portions of wealth and prosperity, and also allowing us to be able to see ourselves having good health and good wealth, for both of those are very important as well. If you're in the hospital and on a deathbed, even though you're a billionaire or a trillionaire, that doesn't look like a good situation to be. But if you're a millionaire or a billionaire and you have good health as well, you can enjoy that prosperity. So let us not only see wealth and prosperity coming to us, but let us see good health also being our new reality. And right now, I would like to see us all just focus and vibe on that for a moment, where we see the bright green light coming back into our possession, and that is the green light of God's magnetic wealth, prosperity, and abundance, as we being magnets for wealth, drawing unto us huge amounts of cash, huge amounts of prosperity, huge amounts of wealth, just pouring into our lives and getting rid of all that negative jive and allowing great amounts of wealth, prosperity, and abundance to now be in our possession. And soon we will all have a great and wonderful confession that, yes, I have experienced great amounts of money and cash coming into my hand, and now I am feeling awesome and amazing that my new reality is here for me to see and for me to accomplish and for it finally to be. So let's vibe on seeing once again that green light drawing into us and unto us huge amounts of money and cash so that we can truly, truly see our new reality is how a great, awesome, and amazing opportunity for us. See it, believe it, and we will receive it. See it, believe it,
and we will receive it. See it, believe it, and we will receive it. So fill your mind and heart with confidence and knowingness that this can truly all come about without a doubt. So let's see it happening now. Vibe on it within your mind and heart and see your brand new start.
And we're going to open up 301-357. You have a minute to say something with Dr. Ben. You have to say something. 301-357.
Okay. Yes, how are you?
Yes, you're on with Dr. Ben.
I was looking to speak to Mr. Greg Hall. Is he there?
No, he's not. I'll call you back.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you
so much. God bless.